When your mother counseled you, "One day at a time, dear," it's unlikely that either of you ever expected anyone to take that phrase as seriously as have the editors of Men's Health books. Laid out before you in the following pages is a comprehensive, scientifically proven calendar for self-improvement, one day at a time. In easily digestible steps, you'll fix your diet, develop an effective exercise program, learn what supplements you should be taking, reduce stress, cheer up, enlist healthcare partners, shift your brain into high gear, look better, improve your outlook on life, plan to live longer, and much more. More than living longer? Indeed. Erasing some of the 6-plus-year gap in life expectancy between men and women is a noble goal and the right thing to do. But I argue that it's even more important to pack as much value as possible into every year, regardless of how many you're dealt. And frankly, guys, that's what I like most about the program you're listening to. This book is a ticket to a life that's not only longer, but also more fulfilling and fun. Granted, there's not much happiness in life without good health. That's why diet, exercise, and disease prevention must form the foundation of a good life. And true enough, there may not be much that's inherently fun about, say, broccoli. Still, when you understand what broccoli is for and why eating it works, it feeds your brain twice. Once with the nutrition it packs, and again with the knowledge that empowers your life. And empowerment is what you're really looking for. In this age of information, the data that you need to take control of your health are all around you. But whose spiel should you believe? Frankly, there's some real junk being hawked out there. And with managed care taking over our healthcare system, it's more important than ever that you look out for number one. With this program, the fellas at Men's Health Books make that easy for you, boiling down the information to its essence and translating it into a guy-friendly form. Working with them has been a pleasure, and I wholeheartedly endorse this plan and its goals. Those goals may be lofty, but they're not out of reach. True, historically, it hasn't been easy to be a man. We've been expected to fight and die, work and die, play and die. That was in the previous millennium, though. And I see every sign, this book being one of them, that manhood is finally being promoted to a full-time position. There has never been a better time to be a man and make the most of it. In the more than 20 years that I've been practicing medicine, I've seen the changes, big ones. They're etched in my memory as the faces of men who've grown taller by embracing their health and their manhood. Jerry may be one of the best examples, though certainly not the only one. He was referred to me by his family practitioner after a suspicious prostate exam. He was concerned, and it turned out that he had some reason to be. Further tests confirmed prostate cancer, and I scheduled him for surgery. His fear turned into disbelief. You've heard the expression, denial is not just a river in Egypt? Mostly through the graces of a supportive spouse, Jerry managed to survive until surgery and came through it just fine. Even by the end of the first post-op day, I could see the change. Jerry had learned that the fear was worse than the reality. Life gradually returned to normal, but Jerry didn't. Within weeks, he was on the phone asking if there were other men facing what he had faced. "I think I can make it easier for them," he said. "Ask them if they'd like someone to talk to." That was 10 years ago, and Jerry still visits men facing surgery and regularly addresses the local prostate cancer support group. Men can talk and care, even to and for each other. When they do, they become much taller men in all eyes, including their own. A man who cares for others cares for himself. And when he cares for himself, he cares for his body, too. More and more men are doing it, and I encourage you to tag along. Listen on and take the first step. It's not difficult, and each step you take will move you closer to the best you can make of yourself in your life. Follow the plan 6 days a week. Hey, everybody needs a day off, for 12 weeks. And I guarantee that you'll not only add years to your life, but also have a great time doing it. Finally, remember that the joy in our lives comes from those around us. Pass this book along to your partner, who can help you along, and to your sons. spread health, and you cultivate joy. Enjoy! Kenneth A. Goldberg, M.D., founder and director, the Mayo Health Center, Dallas.